Christian ministry among people influenced by Scientology must protect freedom of conscience. The gospel is an invitation, not an instrument of control. Christian leaders should openly identify themselves as Christians. They should not disguise evangelism as counseling, friendship, research, professional assistance, or emotional support. They must also allow people to disagree, decline prayer, end a conversation, or remain uncertain. 2 Corinthians 4:2 teaches Christians to reject manipulation and to present the truth openly. Faithful ministry does not need secret motives or psychological pressure. This is especially important when speaking with someone who is questioning or leaving a religious community. Religious change may affect family relationships, friendships, employment, finances, housing, marriage, community standing, and personal identity. A Christian leader must never promise that conversion will have no cost. Neither should the leader pressure someone to leave Scientology immediately without understanding the person's circumstances. Questions of safety, housing, employment, marriage, or family relationships may require patient planning and qualified assistance. Christian ministry is not deprogramming. It is not an interrogation. It is not an investigation into secret religious information. It is not psychotherapy, trauma treatment, legal representation, or crisis intervention. A Christian may listen, pray, explain Christian truth, encourage wise action, and connect someone with appropriate support. The minister should not diagnose trauma, investigate alleged crimes, or attempt to provide services outside the minister's training and role. Privacy must also be protected. A current or former Scientologist should never be treated as a ministry trophy. A person should not be pressured to give a public testimony, criticize former associates, appear in promotional materials, or disclose experiences before being ready. The person's story belongs to that person. Permission should be obtained before sharing identifying details. Even when permission is given, the Christian leader should consider whether public disclosure could create unnecessary relational, vocational, legal, or emotional harm. Wise ministry also avoids assuming that every former Scientologist wants the same kind of help. Some may want to study Christian doctrine. Some may need friendship and a safe Christian community. Some may be grieving lost relationships. Some may fear religious authority. Some may have practical needs involving work, housing, or family. Others may not be ready for a religious conversation at all. Respectful Christian leaders listen before deciding what another person needs. A helpful question might be, what kind of support would be most helpful to you right now? Another might be, would you like spiritual conversation, practical assistance, or simply someone who will listen? Permission-based prayer may begin with, would you be comfortable if I prayed for you? These questions honor the person while keeping the Christian leader's identity clear. The Christian leader must also remember who brings conversion. We can explain the gospel. We can answer questions. We can demonstrate Christian love. We can invite someone to read scripture, attend worship, or meet trustworthy believers. But we cannot regenerate the human heart. The Holy Spirit convicts, gives new life, leads people to truth, forms faith, and glorifies Jesus Christ. This protects Christian ministry from manipulation. We do not need to force a decision because the outcome does not depend upon our pressure. Faithful gospel ministry speaks truth openly, loves patiently, respects conscience, protects privacy, maintains appropriate boundaries, and trusts the Holy Spirit. We invite without coercion. We care without controlling. We witness without manipulating, and we entrust every person to the grace and power of God.